much can you flip a basic
but
sound?
It's original. Like, can't see the science and don't fucking use that.
When I first turned 30, which was not a long time ago, by the way, I turned 30 last week. I noticed that throughout my 20s was more of a fluctuation of being impatient, messing up, trying to figure out what. Like, the game never really slowed down. What I mean by the game is the hustle and workflow and trying to understand business attributes and just trying to take advantage of the technology we have today. It's kind of my number one asset at all times, right? I know a lot of people spend more time investing in external things and being in the stock market day in, day out, and real estate, of course. Those are things I really admire also. But I feel one thing also is investing in our health and investing in tech and just investing in education, self-education, not the school system education, which has been proven day in, day out that it's probably not the best thing to be doing now, especially nowadays. And I could attest to that because I have a master's degree and more. And I would still, unless you're going to go lawyer, doctor, teacher, just definitely don't like a trade. You can learn other trades also. You know, you can do skill sets and work part time while you're trying to hustle a dream. I feel the more you can leeway your way out of not going too fancy and buying something where you're stuck in a job, I think that really helps out the most. How I got into this, because I want to talk about just controlling the controllables. What's up, y'all? It's Tim's This, Tim's The Podcast. I'm currently on the go, on the way to the gym in the morning. It's been a little while, so I wanted to talk to you all today. I talked to myself, and I gave y'all some information. So if you like stuff like this, just hit me up, man. Give us a thumbs up, a rating, subscribe, or hit us up on media, at TimStuh. I have fun stuff. I do live streams and more, Q&As, and I think you can really grab some fun stuff out of our content. And so when we're talking about controlling the controllables, I feel that in my 20s, I always tried to predict my life faster and faster and faster. I was being very impatient while I was just doing a lot of wrong things. Now, there's a lot of right things also, but I always love to take the things where I could learn from, especially going into my 30s now. And one thing I have, first of all, I don't feel 30, by the way. I feel great. I'm in the best shape of my life, better than I was probably in high school. But when you really can determine what you want and how you can control it, then that's when usually life gets far more simple. And especially in today's age and technology, there's so much in people's grasp now and algorithms and more that you can literally just stay solely focused on what you want in life, because algorithms are there. Sometimes you don't even see your friends on Instagram anymore because they have their own algorithm of what they want to be watching day in, day out. And it goes for me, I know, because I watch like self-development stuff, you know, business, and I watch basketball. So that's all that the algorithm usually puts in my face on Instagram and Facebook now, and YouTube especially. And I know that everybody else is getting thrown their own algorithm. So the top 3 to 5 things that you're watching, YouTube's going to keep feeding that back to you. So hopefully you're doing something that is investing. But when we control the controllables, in my vast opinion, is more, I feel that we can't predict even tomorrow. We literally cannot predict even what's going to happen like within the next minute, you know? And for me, controlling the controllables is just controlling my effort, controlling what I want to put out there to the world, controlling what we can do intentionally so we could put ourselves in a position to win. The smaller tasks, the details, what we do, how we think of ourselves, our habits. I noticed, you know, my friend bought me a drink on Saturday because it was my birthday last Monday. And I just, my body just did not like it. My body just does not like that forefront. And that's because I'm just highly active every day. I go running. I felt like my body got a little bit more sore than usual on Sunday and Monday. And it felt more hurt. It felt aching. And I knew that was not the route for me, especially in the future. Because I know in my 20s, I used to be able to party all day. But I wasn't into that at all. And controlling things so far, the game has slowed down. And going back to that, I want to say, because now we can see everything from a bird's eye view. Famous Nipsey Hussle said that in one of his music. He's a rapper that passed away, one of my favorite inspirations. And he says, I can see things from a bird's eye view now. And I believe it's because he was meaning that everything slowed down for him, that he kind of knows his identity. He knows what he wants to be doing, and he wants to keep going. And although he has to adapt and be flexible and be relevant with the times today, he still knew exactly the main goal, but he just never really worried about how to do it. He kind of just stepped back, knew what he wanted to do, and just kept putting effort forward and forward toward what he wanted to do. And that explanation is incredible when he says from a bird's eye view, because we like to be have our self-accountability on point. We like to have our self-awareness on point. We'd like to know that, okay, well, we don't like doing this, so let's try to figure out how to do this, and versus just doing things you utterly just don't enjoy, you know? And the number one thing, the common denominator that every, you know, billionaire mindset program does, millionaire mindset, we've been watching so many of them for free on YouTube, and the common denominator is always spend less than what you earn. Because they say some of the number one habits are just as soon as you get like a spike in salary, or if you get extra additional money, they end up spending up to par what they're making. If they get a newer promotion, people go and get a new car. If people do this and that, they go and do something else and get something a little bit fancier. And it's true to upgrade your lifestyle. I'm not saying you can't buy nice stuff. But the common denominator they do say is spend less than what you earn, because you build on a freedom of the lifestyle. And I feel that that's where we have gotten in our 30s, you know, paying down debt, doing things. When we did all that, we were like, oh, we feel free. And feeling free is what really means the world to us right now. It's like, oh, we have flexibility now, and we're able to calculate some risks. Now, people with kids, now, you know, parenthood, no way, you can't risk. You have to have a stable lifestyle. I talked to my friend the other day, and she was just like, yeah, I can't risk stuff anymore. Like, even if I'm not hungry, you know, my kids got to eat, right? And that's completely true, because you can't just be like, oh, okay, well, I'm not hungry, I could just lay down for the night. No, you know, you got a kid that's going to be hungry. And it was funny how she said that. I was like, man, that's so true. But when you're somebody like me, I'm single with everything, just really still, I could still risk a lot of stuff. I don't have a girlfriend, I'm not dating, no kids. And I've already finished my traditional schooling and everything. So all I have to do is just risk for a little bit. I have I paid off my car, God willing, I have two cars. And so I was just like, okay, well, what can we do to just keep being risk, but take care of that management factor? We don't want to risk too much. And that's where we just kind of control what we desire most. And a lot of it has been kind of just staying minimal, but staying respectable. You know, we're not too loud about it. We don't wear all the glossier stuff. We don't wear chains. But we kind of stay under our means, but we stay real quiet and humble about it while working our asses off towards what we really want. And that first factor is controlling what we spend. And then another is just controlling what goes into your mind. You know, when you spend a lot of time alone, like myself, you understand that what you tell yourself day in, day out is what you eventually become. And not just based on that sole factor, but based on that sole factor of telling yourself, inheriting the confidence, inheriting the esteem, inheriting the truth and the awareness, and then being able to go and intentionally execute and put yourself in environments to win. And those are just things that really have to be a day by day thing. Well, we felt in our 20s, we felt that that could happen overnight or something. And some people do get overnight. I'm not even going to hate. Some people like within 6 months get rich. But I believe that if you can go the long route, you have such an advantage, because I work out in a tight knit community. And I saw them yesterday. A lot of them look real tired and didn't want to execute on certain workouts, were just on their phones all day. And I was like, oh, and we were all in the gym. And I was like, oh, you know, they're human. You know, they're far more wealthier. They are the top, you know, top 5-10% types of earners in either in the city or in the country. And I know, I was like, oh, you know, they're human. They get real tired too. And I feel that because if you get inherited a lot of money, you don't build those skill sets. Damon John says it in The Power of Broke. If you're inherited money, you don't have that skill factor. As if when you're broke and creative, you got to get the power broke means just getting creative with what you have And that's kind of what our lives have delved into. You know, we were, you know, we're definitely at a massive disadvantage financially. So we're still building. And now we're understanding the outlooks of money and finances, which they don't teach you in school, by the way. But the outlooks of finances and health and really put and what you're putting into your body every day. So if you could break down the whole day and just see what you do. You got to step out of it externally while putting aside your ego, which is crazy because we always had the biggest ego in our 20s. But now we understand that we have to step back. And what are we putting into our mind, our body, and what are our intentional habits first? Then we can start building a subconscious, the paradigm shift, kind of what Bob Proctor says. But he makes it a little bit more cornier and cheesier, but it's still the same factors. It's what can we do to eventually curve that paradigm, which is our subconscious. Just unintentional habits would be the last thing, because you had to at least change what you can intentionally change first. And a lot of that is more, what are you reading? What are you listening to day by day? What do you talk about out loud day by day? Do you want to make money? Are you serious about wanting to make money? Do you feel that money is a great thing? Do you feel that your health is really important for longevity of hanging out with your kids? Do you feel that what you put into your mind is important when you spend time on your own? Do you feel meditation is dope? Do you feel that going running or jogging is important at least 3 to 4 times a week? And after that is more of, do you feel cleaning the home and having a clean environment will clutter your mind? I mean, that will declutter your mind a little bit more. And those are like literally top functionalities that will make you a millionaire. Plus, and it's crazy because every single millionaire and billionaire says it in every interview. They just say stuff like that. They're like, well, it's just, you know, your intentional habits, your unintentional habits. What do you put into your mind? What do you put into your body? What are you doing for your environment? And those are literally, it's crazy how simple they make it sound. But it actually is that simple if you can build an energy of just being grateful, right? And I'm not saying be toxic positivity, because we damn sure know that life is not easy every day. Life is not just a bliss every day. But if you can have some form of fairness and being grateful, like, thank you for allowing me to see today. Thank you for my help. You can build more of an energy that just welcomes stuff in there. If you smile more and try to network more, that's just something that would be far more superior versus just like work and try to build money. But in all reality, it's just how can we get to that aspect of completely knowing that we can control what goes into our body. We shifted our diet this week. We're not eating as much, you know, whole baked chips and stuff. We have, because whole baked chips, I mean, they're still not terrible. There's no like sugars and stuff in there. There's no a lot of salt in there, but it's still kind of chips, you know. So now we substituted them with nuts. We substituted apples with stuff just so we can have a crunch feeling while we're eating. More fruit smoothies, back to our protein shakes, back to intentionally trying to heal our body and meditate and eliminate inflammation in our bodies and figuring it out. Still at the gym all week, because we would be at the gym all week, but we'll probably have two bad days a week where we would eat, do whatever we want. And now we're trying to intentionally really change that, and that has already helped us out. And then on top of that, just what are you doing for work? You know, are you still trying to stay creative? What's your passion and fulfillment? How can you react on wanting to execute on your dreams? Like, what sets your soul on fire? And what can, because you can literally make money with anything now. There's people who make money just doing anything. Either it's talking about a subject, reviewing products, talking about products, their own vlogs, their own lives. People literally just share their life and get paid for it and get flown all over the world. There's girls who are doing even crazier stuff that are really making money. And like OnlyFans and stuff, you know, that's not like crazier, but it's more, you know, it's non-traditional. Of course, there's a lot of things that are non-traditional that make money these days. And so there's just tons of unique ways to make money. You don't even have to necessarily have a quote unquote passion anymore. If you have a passion for making money and wanting to make money, then there's your passion already. If you just know I can intentionally get out, I'm not saying go out there and rip people off, but if you have a legitimate hustle, like OnlyFans is still a legitimate hustle. It's just a naughtier hustle, but just like the porn industry, you know, you just go into the porn industry. It's a little bit crazier in my mind, because I mean, they're freaking gangster for doing that. But it's still a legitimate hustle. It's not like they're out there doing crazy stuff, you know. like as far as, you know, selling drugs and stuff. So at least it's a legitimate hustle. If you have a legitimate hustle and a passion for making money, you can legit do a lot of things that are superior in making money and fast money, by the way. And if you could build some habits of long-term money, you already win. So controlling just what you really want really just comes down to breaking down some minor factors that turn into major outcomes, which is your small day-to-day habits and knowing that you have to just be patient with it. When I wake up and I attack the day now, especially in the mornings, I wake up super early. I used to hate waking up early. I love waking up early now. And I'm attacking the day and I'm like, man, life really is just what I do every day. Because it feels like a huge cycled loop. I wake up and I do all my stuff. I put myself on a schedule. I make sure I'm doing my YouTube content, podcast stuff every once in a while. Like I usually once a week, once or twice a week. I'm doing all my TikTok content. I do, you know, business aspects. I write back to emails. And those are usually factors in how the longevity ends up happening. And it's crazy that it just takes a simplified pursuit of wanting to intentionally better yourself. And that's usually controlling. And things that you can't control is just, you kind of just got to have good faith with it. That's why you have to be confident in your execution alone and what effort you're putting into things, what you're doing. Because when things do go sideways or something happens, which they always do in life, not always, but which they do in life, you know that you can adapt faster, you can be relevant faster, and you can just be flexible a lot faster. Versus others who don't learn these skills, that they can't really control things at times. That's why you control the controllables every day, so that when the uncontrollable happens, you're able to at least really minimize that conclusive aspect. You know, when bad things happen, you're just like, okay, well, at least I've done this. That it's more of a minimal factor, it's a less stressful factor, and that's usually what it is, right? Like, usually people are ran through with stress and have, you know, worries from the future, and especially on things that you can't control. And the more you can take action on just taking over things you can't control, it minimizes the stress from what I've learned. You do your step-by-step actions, you read the books, you listen to the mindset, you have, like, if you have a bad mentality already to start the day, then switch it up and do something else. Switch it up and put something else in your mind. Put some fun music on. Get ready. You know, pamper yourself up. Wear something a little bit nicer for the day. You know, you look good, you feel good. And those are all things you control. Clean up the house a little bit. It allows you to, your thought process to keep going at a stronger rate. And so, yeah, those are just things I felt. And so if you can continuously control that, then when uncontrollables come around, you have more faith because you know you've been working hard. When things happen now, I'm just like, I have, like, of course I still have a worry in the back of my head. That's just how I was brought up, especially coming from like a terrible neighborhood. But I am grateful for multitudes of things. And I also have a massive faith. My spirituality is incredible, to where I do believe a lot of stuff can come our way because we've been executing intentionally, business wise, mindset wise, body wise, and more wise. And so that's why I just wanted to tell you all today that if you can't control what you can control, usually when the uncontrollables come around, you already controlled so much what you can control. You just kind of walk with a faith now. You walk with the leap of faith, and you're just like, okay, I know we will get blessed. Even if it seems hard right exact now, in the longevity of things, the long term of things, things will be good. And that's also how we need to look at it, because people are always like, marathon, it's a longevity race. You know, you're building for the long run. That's true. But when bad things also happen, we expect it to change overnight. We're just like, oh. So if we can neutralize the mindset and notice that when bad things happen, we can't really control it, but it is a long-term game, that it's not going to be forever. It might be a bad day, a bad week, or a bad month, but it won't happen forever. The same thing as when good things happen. It's not going to happen forever. So those are just things I really learned. And I just wanted to share with you all as I drive out to the gym. I just got to the gym right now. So I like to make it like that. It kind of creates a fun series of us driving around, hustling, flying. We used to do it while we're flying and traveling also, this podcast. But we haven't been traveling, of course, due to the pandemic. So I appreciate you all so much. My name's Timsta. Hit us up on all media at TIMSUH. If you came across this, man, give us a thumbs up and a rating. It really means the world. It helps us share our value to others. I appreciate y'all, and peace.